welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord, we're able to be together again. I just so look forward to these times, as I hope you do. And should you be a new listener, perhaps you just happen to find us, well, welcome. We're so glad you're able to join us today, and pray that the Lord will minister to you by His Spirit. Well, as I was thinking about what to share with you on the broadcast, one of my delights, I guess you would say, one of the things I've always enjoyed is God's natural world. I love animals. I'm an animal person. And in fact, when I was young, as I was seeking to go on to college, I really wanted to pursue the biological sciences, biology, chemistry. But of course, the Lord had different plans, and I ended up graduating with an English lit major, which God, of course, has used. But I was thinking about the eagle, and as a species of bird, it's very fascinating. And in Scripture, the eagle is often used as a prophetic symbol. It's noted for its strength and ability to fly swiftly to high altitudes. And in biblical times, in the East, men of war who were valiant and courageous, they were portrayed as eagles. There's a reference in 2 Samuel 1:23, and David was speaking of Jonathan and Saul, who were killed on the mountain of Gilboa, and he said, "How are the mighty slain in battle? How are the, O Jonathan, thou wast slain in thine high places?" And he goes on to say in verse 23, "Saul and Jonathan were lovely and pleasant in their lives, and by their death they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger than lions." And in Exodus, the 19th chapter, verse 4, the word says, and this is the Lord speaking, "Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you," speaking to His people Israel, "on eagle's wings, and brought you unto Myself." The Lord speaks of bringing us on eagle's wings. It's a beautiful picture of how God loves and cares for us. And we might thrill at the thought of being identified as eagles spiritually. But beloved, one of the things about eagles is they have a rather lonely existence because they're solitary birds. They don't live together in flocks. And especially when you or I are in any kind of pain, whether it's physical or emotional, that sense of isolation increases. Proverbs 14 and 10 says, this is the King James Version, "The heart knoweth his own bitterness, and a stranger doth not intermeddle with his joy." Other translations render that verse, "No one has knowledge of a man's grief but himself, nor can a stranger or outsider share its joy. Only the person involved can know his own bitterness or joy, and no one can really share it." Of course, there is an exception to that. There is one who fully understands, and His name is Jesus. Right now, you might be experiencing heavy heartaches. You might be going through a difficult valley. You might feel that nothing is going to change your tomorrows and you're going to just remain the same. But beloved, God is doing a new thing today. Sometimes it takes us being at the very end of ourselves when we don't have the energy to even extend our wings. The Word tells us to wait on the Lord. "Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart," Psalm 27 and 14. "Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." That's Isaiah 40, 31. And you know what? No matter how hard you might try, you just can't make yourself strong. But beloved, The wind of God's anointing is blowing afresh. It's reaching and touching fevered brows and cooling them. The Lord is sending a new breath from heaven. Can you feel it? Beloved, take that leap of faith and let the breath of God carry you to new heights in Him. Jesus gave His all for us so that we could be like the eagle. And just like the eagle soars above the storm, we have that potential in Jesus to soar above the storms of life. And we can have victory manifested in our lives if we will just really appropriate the promises that God has given to us. Just as a mother eagle tenderly cares for her young, the Lord is ready to give you, beloved brother and sister, that holy anointing of faith, that love and that strength and courage to mount up above all that would hinder you. It's His strength, not your own. But if you determine in your heart, saying, Lord, I believe, you'll begin to feel Him causing you to mount above whatever storms you might be facing. Praise God. Well, that's really not what I wanted to talk about, but I wanted to share a very beautiful psalm, at least one verse that's always meant a lot to me. And that's Psalm 27, verse 1. And that is, "One thing have I desired of the Lord," David wrote, "that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple." I once preached a whole sermon on that verse, and there's so much that I could share, but this is not the time or place because I want to go in a different direction. But basically, David was saying, there's nothing I want more than to be in God's presence. I want to live in His house. And while I'm there, I want to behold the beauty of the Lord. That not only speaks of worship and adoration of He whom our soul loves, but it describes a capacity of the human heart, a hungering after the things of God's world, which are things of beauty. Everything about the Lord is beautiful. The world He created is beautiful, even in its fallen state. As we look at the beauty, the natural beauties around us, we're drawn to God. Romans talks about that even the unredeemed, the unsaved man can perceive God and the greatness and beauty of the natural world that surrounds him. And also, David said, to inquire in His temple. There's a desire in the heart of man for knowledge. In fact, wasn't that the very thing that the devil used in the Garden of Eden to deceive Eve? He said, you will be like gods, that there would be an increase in knowledge. And of course, she fell for that lie, and Adam followed suit and ate the forbidden fruit. And that has caused mankind untold heartache and grief, and death came to man just as the Lord God said it would. But thank God for Jesus, the second man, Adam, who redeemed us from the curse of sin and death. Praise God. But beloved, you know, as I began this broadcast, I was talking about the eagle and their capacity to fly above the storms of life, that we can't do it in our own strength, but we can do it in God's strength as we appropriate His promises for our lives. And beloved, you know, I'm sort of in a meditative mood today, I guess, and there's within the human heart, not only a desire for beauty and knowledge, and of course all that is found in the Lord, but as we look around us at our own lives, at how we're made, how we're created, as we look even as at the unsaved, the natural man, we look at culture, at history, and the things that pertain to the history of mankind, civilization. We love heroes, don't we? The things that would inspire us in history, in art, in literature, we're naturally drawn to such things. And the things that uplift and inspire, they're the theme of countless books and poems and stories and movies. And we just love things that talk about individual heroism or things that people have done in self-sacrifice. We respond to that uplifts us. And what are we responding to? And I believe it's courage that we're so taken by. And beloved, we need courage in our lives today. If we're going to be like the eagle, that solitary bird that flies above the storms, it's being true to its own nature. And beloved, that's what I'm, you know, I'm just getting into the message right now, but that's what I believe God wants us to be, to have a vision of who you really are in Christ. You are an eagle Christian. I remember years ago, it was in a very difficult, painful time in my life, and there was a brother. He sort of had a vision of me. I was like a little baby eagle, and I was standing at the edge of the nest, and I really, really wanted to fly, but I was so tired and weak and timid that all I could do is I would just fall back into the nest. Well, with the Lord's help, you might be able to relate to that. You might be that little eaglet standing on the edge of your nest, and you want to fly so badly, but you know what? God is going to enable you. He will bear you on eagle's wings, just like a mother eagle teaches its little eaglets to fly. Well, she sort of casts them out of the nest. First of all, she makes it a very comfortable. I remember reading she puts, you know, pieces of glass or sharp things so they're not comfortable in the nest anymore. And then I think she just tosses them overboard. She throws them out, and then of course she flies to catch them. She catches them on eagle's wings, and that's how they learn to fly. They're just kind of, you know, I remember our first puppy we had, Brother Glass and I, we went on our first camping trip. We had Sabrina. She was just a little puppy. She was part Newfoundland, and of course they love the water. And we just put her in the water. It was a big chance. It probably was a little scary for her, but she started paddling her little feet and she was swimming. She was doing the, you know, the dog paddle, as dogs would do. And so it takes that step of courage. And beloved, if you need courage, I invite you to tune in tomorrow. We're just getting into this, but God has everything you need. Lord, strengthen right now. Impart that courage, Lord, for their day. And Father, bring us back together again in Jesus' name. I thank you for it. Well, it's been a joy to minister to you. As you can tell, I've got a lot to share. So I invite you to tune in tomorrow. We're going to just carry on from where we're at right now. But I pray the Lord will strengthen you. I invite you to write. There is power. Just this morning, I was just needing God's strength. And I have a dear friend. She said, call anytime. And I said, I'm calling, Tish. And so we prayed together and the Lord strengthened. So God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,